A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know the way. Where are you going? How can you say, 'We know the way'?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I heard this gospel at my brother-in-law Jim's funeral and at others as well. This gospel reminds us of the promise of the resurrection, but I think it has special meaning for those of us among the living today. For we live in troubled times, and Jesus says God has prepared a place for us. Thomas may give voice to our question, "Where? How can we know the way?" I don't think we have to wait till we die to have this scripture fulfilled. There is a place in the heart of God for each of us to find comfort and rest, even now. Jesus assures us it has been especially prepared for us. What is the way? Prayer, a relationship with Christ risen and with us. So far this spring in New York has been rather dreary, but this weekend the sun came out, and I sat on a bench and soaked in the sights and sounds of a spring day. As we busy ourselves about many things, maybe this gospel is a call to take time to rest in God, to breathe, to enjoy the gift of the season, to simply be at one with ourselves. Can we trust that the work we do is God's and give ourselves the space to pay attention, to take a Sabbath, and know we are held in the heart of God?